Absolutely. I mean, I guess it varies from team to team, because there are some teams that have a really long tradition and they kind of left off some Hall of Famers. So
you didn't make the Yankees?
No, or the Red Sox. I don't think I was expecting either, but no, I mean, it's definitely an honor. I think you see the other three guys and the guys that weren't on the list, and very talented, very good players. So I'm appreciative of everyone who voted, I guess, and the recognition's great. I mean, it's now almost 5 years retired. I'm happy.
Mike, as a guy from Miami to have won a World Series with this franchise, as you reflect on that, what does that kind of mean?
I feel like I was really spoiled in my baseball career, you know, and I think basically the three phases, you know, where you're coming up through a system. I think I was really fortunate to go through the Yankee system, because comparing it to other organizations that you see and friends that play in different organizations, I think they really put a big emphasis on player development. And for me, being a 20th round pick, I'm not sure I would have gotten all that opportunity with another organization. So that's something that I'm very thankful for. And playing here was luck, first of all, and a dream come true, second of all. You know, like, I was never the type of person that felt pressure playing in front of my parents or friends. And I have teammates that say they could never play at home. So for me, I love that I could pack three underwears and four shorts to spring training, and sooner or later we'd go to Fort Lauderdale and I'd drive home and, you know, reload. So to be a person that went through Little League, high school, college in Miami, and then be a part of a World Series team, I think, I mean, like, when you think of things that I would love to, that doesn't even enter, because when I was all the way basically until college, we didn't even have a team here. So it's not even something I thought about. So it was almost more than icing on the cake. And then and being in Boston was a really cool experience for me, just from the standpoint of how passionate not only Boston is, but that area, you know, how much they like baseball. So I feel like I was pretty spoiled to have three really, really cool organizations to be a part of, and how it related to my life and where I grew up.
Can you go back to earlier this season when there was talk that you might come in here and manage this team? Has any talk been about future manager? What would you like to do?
I mean, I've always said that I would love to be on the field someday. I mean, the talk on the near future, I think, is that. It's just been talk. I mean, I was actually rooting for Mike Redmond, and it was someone I even told David Sampson that he should consider before he was hired. So I was obviously rooting for him and the organization, and things didn't pan out for whatever reason, but I don't think I'm at that point in my life where I'm ready to put that time in still. And I think my kids still like me and want me around. And when they get older, they're probably not going to want me around as much. And if it's something that might be available to me, I'm sure I'd like to entertain it. I mean, I've always enjoyed the grind. I feel like I can relate to the guys on the field, what they go through, what July feels like, what August feels like, as compared to spring training, as compared to the postseason, because I feel like I've kind of been able to do each phase. And I just like being a part of that. I like being in the clubhouse. I don't know, it suits my personality a little bit more, but I do enjoy doing what I do with MLB Network. I really have a good time doing it. You know, I feel like I'm kind of an outsider that has a little bit of an inside track, and that's fun too. So I don't feel any pressure to make a decision, but I do. I see it as something, as a possibility, but not that I need to strive for it. It has to be done now.
Like, do you see possibly like an advisory type of position for you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't ever want to, you know, close any doors, because I enjoy the game of baseball too much, you know. So I wouldn't want to say, no, I'd never do this, or I would definitely do this, but not that. I take it as maybe 2 years down the road, I might be in a different part of my life and would want to be more involved, less involved. So I don't have the master plan, which is very unlike me. I had a game plan. I figured through college I wanted to sign. I remember telling my parents I gave myself 1 year at each level. So it basically took me 4.5 years to get to the big leagues. If I was close, I'd stay with it. If not, I was going to go to grad school. So thank God I, you know, beat that timetable, and so, but I'm